to the A segment
Love
of the Breath Show. Credit Repair Education Services, celebrating over 18 years of A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau service to our consumers, helping them rebuild, restore, and renew their credit and consumer advocacy. Check them out today at 910-813-8525, as well as their email at creditservices@outlook.com and their local phone number is 913-8525. If you have issues with your credit, you'll be glad you did. Check them out today.
I want to thank everyone for tuning in to the McGirt Show Global Media on blogtalkradio.com/TheMcGirt. We're on youtube.com/TheMcGirt, Instagram, The McGirt Show, all over the internet. We're so happy to have our guests with us, and you're welcome to check in with us each week at 4:30 p.m. Our phone number down in the studio is 619-924-0895. Our online chat line is TheMcGirtShow@outlook.com, and we're so happy to have with us Mr. Sean, all the way from Columbus, Ohio, being a wonderful guest with us today. He's a former NFL player, and he's going to empower us and enrich us today with his awesome journey. And his Mr. Sean, we want to thank you so much for being a guest on the McGirt Show.
Thank you so much for me. I pray that this will be a blessing and it will help others to win. That's what we do.
Most definitely. Kind of introduce yourself to the world. Tell us about where you're from, a native, and are you the oldest or the youngest of the children that your folks had, all that good stuff.
Yeah, so as mentioned, my name is Sean Harper, retired 7-year professional football player for several NFL teams as well as NFL. I'm native of Columbus, Ohio. One of six kids born on the south side of Columbus, Ohio, was marred with so much adversity growing up. But one of the things I've learned is that adversity is the proving ground for the next level. And oftentimes we want to get to the next level, but we haven't perfected and learned what we need to learn at the current level. So a lot of people fail. But my challenge was centered around education and 4-5 learning disabilities, single parent setting, kicked out of peer schools, disciplinary issues, left high school. But the 1.62 cumulative GPA, not an ACT, voted likely to fail. And I went on to a junior college in Mason City, Iowa. And that's when things begin to turn around. And so the rest is history. And
Awesome. That is powerful. What was that bug that bit you for the NFL that made you want to say, I want to do that? What was it?
So you're asking what was the bug or what was the drive?
Yes.
You know what? I believe that the drive chooses us. So oftentimes we're like, you know, this is what I want to do. But you know what? Everyone's here for a season. Everyone's here for a reason. Okay? And if you don't have a drive, if you don't have a calling and a purpose, then guess what? Chances are you're not supposed to be here. And so that means everyone has that call and purpose. And mine started when I was in the first grade. I got used to watching football. And it kind of went away, to be honest, because I was horrible at football. I was horrible at football till my second year of junior college. And I barely started. I wasn't even honorable mention in our conference. But it's crazy because underneath all the adversity is the dream. The proving ground, as I mentioned, is adversity, because adversity can break you or it can make you a record breaker. When you choose to allow it to make you, it'll take you to a whole new level, and that's what happened.
That is so true, and I like how you worded that out, because I was sharing with someone not too long ago, I've never seen or heard of in my time so many, especially African Americans, but more or less in general, a lot of people across the board, doesn't matter what the race is, so many people that are committing suicide over, and when you find out what they committed suicide over, it was stuff that probably like people like you and I and others, we went somewhere, we had a good meal, we might have prayed, we might have sung a song, hung out with friends, and we went on with our lives. Kind of share with us in your mind and your opinion, what do you think that they're not getting or they're missing that we got? I didn't know of anybody that committed suicide growing up. And they were bullied. We were, you know what I mean? We were called names and we were in power. like everybody else was, and people, we went on with our lives. What are they not getting, in your opinion?
Well, one of the things, in my opinion, that's lacking is the good old word grit.
Yeah.
And kids learning how to deal with adversity at a young age.
Yes.
What happens nowadays is that we are victimizing our kids so much.
Yeah.
The kid walks a certain way, he or she's a victim.
Mm-hmm.
The kid looks a certain way, he or she's a victim. And then now we're running in and we're... And then basically what we're doing is that we're rescuing these kids instead of that actual fighting engine coming on. That
mm-hmm.
engine is an each and every human being.
Mm-hmm.
But what happens is that if it's not activated at a young age, and if they're cuddled, what happens is that when they come up against the adversity, they break because there's nothing in them that says this is associated with human fighting. This obstacle is associated with you now turning and pushing through the pressure and turning your situation into diamonds. That has never been primed. That has never been turned on. And so now when they face the adversity at a later age, they literally do not know what to do.
Mm-hmm. And I'm a proof that you were in the house. Like they say in church, you're in the house. I was in school back in my adolescent years. I came home crying to my mama. They were picking at me. My mama said, this clear to me. She said, I don't go to work every day to put you in school to be popular. I put you in school to get your education. And I never forgot that. And she made me suck in my tears, and I went to school the next day, and from that day on, I got my education. Well, now, you know, they have a bully in there. We didn't have no bully in there.
I remember when they sat me down, and they sat me and my mother down.
Mm-hmm.
It happened a few times, actually.
Mm-hmm.
And they said, ma'am, your son has 4 to 5 documented learning disabilities.
Mm-hmm.
And we are going to bring in specialists and physiologists and all these ologists to help him to come alongside special classes. And I remember my mom standing up, slamming her hand down and said, you will not label my boy.
Mm-hmm.
And she looked at me and she said, son, you're going to have to fight.
All right.
That started the process to the point where I don't consider myself disabled. I consider myself uniquely enabled because everyone has strengths and everyone has weaknesses. Superman has kryptonite.
Mm-hmm. And that was, hey, look, as far as me and you concerned, for us and I, in that time, that was our app. That was that we knew of. We didn't know about no Apple or smartphone. We didn't even have a smartphone. We didn't even have a cell phone.
But yeah. You're right. That's, I tell you what, man, we can go on for this week. Yeah, I tell you that, man, that's a sore spot for me.
Yeah.
A sore spot for me.
Yeah.
Kids do not know how to negotiate life.
Yes. They want to be, it's supposed to be kind and gentle all the way or they can't function.
You're right.
And
life is not like that, unfortunately.
Unfortunately, it's not. And I'm sort of like you. Even though, you know, our journeys may have different elements or ingredients, but the overall of it, I can relate to it because it was pretty much the same. We had to be, just like what you said earlier, we dealt with adversity. We ate adversity for breakfast.
Yeah. Do you know, according to Google, in 2021, Google's like always right. So according to Google, the average millionaire has filed for bankruptcy 3.2 times.
That's right. That's exactly right.
What would have happened if they given up? What that means, it probably means 2 to 3 business failures.
Mm-hmm.
Probably means 2 to 3 business opportunities that went down the drain. Imagine if they would have given up the first or second time.
Exactly.
Please, come on.
There would be no Walmart. There would be none of this Amazon. There would be none of that. You know? Because I've read some of the stories that even where I grew up, we had a gentleman here, I know you might have heard this, North Carolina is known for barbecue. He had one of the biggest barbecue restaurants in our area at that time. Come to find out, when he came to our school, he said, I dropped out of high school.
Yeah.
A lot of people didn't know that. And he's known for, he catered, even up till he died, his business catered all over the country. Bill's Barbecue, Wilson, North Carolina. And who would have known? All we saw was the big barbecue restaurant, da, da, da. But he came and talked to us. He said, I'm doing well now, but hey, they don't realize I never went to college. I never spent a day in college. I was a high school dropout. So that just, once again, that verifies what you just said. Look at what he dealt with.
Yes.
You know, you look at people like Tyler Perry. He's a billionaire, but he talked about how the studio where he owns now is not far from where he slept in his car years ago.
Wow.
You know? So, you know, when I look at people like that, I applaud them. I don't get into the who shot dunk stuff. I look at their story of overcoming and triumphancy. You know? So it's, I know all too well what you're saying. Like they say, you're in the house. You are speaking it.
That's
a powerful truth. And people like us, I will say this too in agreement with what you're saying. It's something about when you get it like that, you go through the hard knocks of life, you appreciate it more.
Yes. 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 A well-rounded understanding of not only what you have, but when you see others and you understand where they're at, when they're at their actual pinnacle, then you automatically assume the adversity that he or she went through. You know that it wasn't overnight. Unfortunately, in 2021, you have all this social media, Instagram, and all you see is the lights and the flashes, and a lot of these young people are like, you know, I can snap my fingers and have the same thing too, and I know I don't have it. I'm impressed.
Mm-hmm. So true. That is so true. And you know, I love your energy because it's like you're actually, I know we've never met each other, but you've been through that same cloth. We were cut from the same cloth, and the fact that
yes.
It was never easy for us. It was never laid out. Nobody dropped nothing in our lap. Everything we got, it was hard fought for and earned. You know,
big picture in the deep, yeah.
Yeah, you know, and I think, you know, some of my social media followers, they know a little bit about my journey. You're talking to a guy who I went from, my dad left me on the back porch of a family relative, from there to inside the White House with President Obama. Who would have thought? I mean, I got the man's text him where I can chat with him. I can text him back and forth. Zoom. Who would have thought? And I got the documentation all across my social media that shows he signed the doc to me to go in there and all that good stuff. Had somebody told me 10 years ago I would be anywhere with them talking this or that man, I would say you're lying. So, you know, once again, it goes back to what you said earlier. You're speaking to me powerful truth because I know it to be true. I can tell you what the listeners think. I know what you're saying is the truth because we've lived it.
Right. You know what? Somebody, a very wise man told me once, everything that you're going through, that you're dealing with, that you're suffering through, that you're fighting through, count it as tuition.
Ooh.
That is your tuition for the next level.
That's powerful. That's powerful. And you know, that's something to think about. That's powerful. You're paying your dues for your next level. Oh, my God.
That's it.
Oh, my God. That is so true. Can you say that again? I want to listen to the let they sink into their spirit because somebody out there not paying attention. I want them to listen. Can you please say that again because that is powerful. That made chills come down my spine.
Everything that you are dealing with, whatever you're going through, the suffering, the setback, the adversity, count it as tuition.
Mm.
It's your tuition for the next level.
Mm-mm-mm-mm. You know I'm right next.
I'm gonna tell you something.
Yeah.
I'm gonna tell you something. There's nothing worse than getting to the next level and you're not ready.
You're not ready.
There's nothing worse than getting to the next level and you can't appreciate it.
Mm.
There's nothing worse. There's nothing worse. Because what happens is that you fall. And you fall hard. Because you don't have the balance. You have not developed. Because one of the things I talk about in my actual speeches is getting back on the bike.
Mm-hmm.
What happens is that when we're 2, 3, 4, 5 years of age, we want a bike. Ride the bike, right? And then we get the training wheels. And then moving, you keep pushing until one day you have the balance to drive or go right all the way around the block and come back. If you get on that mic without that experience, you're going to fall and you're going to crash in the air.
So true. That is so true. It is so true. You go, you get back on, you got to learn till you get it right, and then you find yourself, you're able to balance it a little better. A little better. Because what you had no way of knowing, did you not know that's how I learned to ride my bike? I would never forget it. I ate a hamburger from Burger King, and I got on my sister's bike and went down the hill. And after all those weeks or days of falling off, I didn't fall. I went straight down the hill, and I told my sister's dad, I said, Carl, you didn't believe this. I rode a bike all the way down the hill. He said, what? I said, why? Prior to that, 3 weeks prior to that, I kept falling. I couldn't hold it up. But I don't know, it was somewhere between eating that Burger King hamburger and had a little sweet tea. Well, I got on it. I was determined. When I went down that road, I just got my balance. I was able to do it, and I brought it back up. I came back up on the bike, the whole 9 yards. So that's so true.
Yes.
So true. You know what? If you ever want to add me to a speaking tour, sign me up. Our folks will do a talk. We'll put the logistics together because I love your energy. It's almost like I knew you from a past life because our paths are like, we know what it is to deal with hard knocks. And I love it and I appreciate it. Can you share with us, who was your inspiration growing up?
You know what? My number one inspiration was my mother.
Yes.
And she would always say, I mean, trust me, I went through the ringer. What I just shared with you was the edited version. The ringer. I had so much rejection. And so, yes. Let me just throw this out there, okay? Sometimes, or no, oftentimes, rejection is protection.
Yes.
Okay? But my mom would always look at me. And, you know, it was funny. I don't know how she saw the king and the kid. She saw it. And she's like, one day, son, God told me you're going to be a worldwide household name. And she saw it when I was in the midst of my struggles and my adversity. Somehow she saw through it, and she spoke to my soul.
Mm.
Spoke to my spirit, and she called it out of me. And might I just add this, okay? People who are listening, never underestimate the one or two people in your life that are not called to your purpose, but they're called to you. Because life can tell you,
yeah,
they encourage you. I am a retired professional athlete. We would have groupies entourage and groupies around us, and their sole job was to speak life into us. That is so important, because the moment you begin to doubt yourself, the moment you begin to doubt your ability, the moment you lose confidence, you will break. Life will always chip away at you. Sports will always chip at you. The actual critics will always chip away at you. But you have to have somebody on your team that believes in you and can speak that into you. Because that right there, I mean, that is so important. Don't ever forget that. When someone is called to you, you protect them like they're God.
Yes, so true. That's powerful. That is so powerful. And a lot of times we don't, at that moment, we don't realize it. But like you said, sometimes we have to step back and look back. You know what? They're called to me.
Yes.
Mm.
And you have to know the difference between the person who's called to the mission and the person who's called to you. Like, listen, I hope this does not offend your audience, but I love God. And
yes,
I read the word. And I understand that when Jesus had a mission, right, he had the masses, he had the 72, he had the 12, and he had the 3.
Mm-hmm.
They all got a different message.
Mm-hmm.
They all, and the thing you don't want to do is to confuse a person that's called to your mission versus a person that's called to you. You don't want to twist that out. But to have somebody on your team who loves you and speaks life into you, wow, that's worth millions.
It is. It's probably
lonely at the top. It's lonely at the top.
Lonely. It's lonely at the top. It is. And it's priceless to have that person with you.
Yes.
Through the good and the bad.
Yes.
The time that you felt like giving up and quitting, what was it that kept you going?
There was a handful of people. Well, no. Let me tell you, okay? And this is not good, but you know what? I like you too, right?
Hey,
Yes, our energy is there. I appreciate that.
I really wanted to prove some people wrong.
Yes.
And I made a decision that I'm going to prove some people wrong. And I was able to do that. But here's where it becomes toxic. Because there has to be a moment in your life where you have to release that fuel. You have to forgive people. You have to bless the people. Okay? Because if you live in the past, you'll die in the present. So you have to make a decision to say, I release you, I love you, and I bless you. Because anger and resentment always destroys the container that is held in.
That's so true. That is so true. So true. And there's somebody out there that need to hear that. They need to hear that. Because they family members in years.
Yeah.
Because they still mad over the past. Still mad.
Yes.
You know, and then when you get down to it, sometimes it can be the most silliest, trifling thing you ever heard of in your life.
Yes. Unforgiveness is that right there is the source of so many illnesses, so many breakdowns, so that vein of unforgiveness can restrict your progression and your growth probably more than anything else.
It is.
Probably more than anything else. Because what happens is that gives the atmosphere and the enemy a legal right and an arm to hold you back. The word says that if you're going to bring a blessing or if you're going to bring a gift to the altar, go back and you forgive your brother. That's why. Well, that has nothing to do with that. Lets me know that they have a direct correlation on your blessing and your ascension.
So
you have to live, give, and forgive.
So true. So true. And I want to give you your props. Once again, you're right, because I'm going to tell you how I know you. I can tell you right off the bat, you're right. I have a power of attorney. I do. People hire me from time to time to do power of attorney for them when it comes to estate matters and stuff like that, because of I've been doing it for quite a while. I got two clients right now who are biologically brother and sister. They cannot stand each other's guts. They came from the same mom, same dad. And you know, if I could just add to what you said, the poisonous icing on the cake is pride.
Yes.
Pride. They're so proud, they refuse to come together and call us and say, look, sis, listen, time is short. I know you mad at me, I'm mad at you, I don't like you, you don't like me, you hate my guts, I hate your guts, but you know what? Our mama and our dad are gone. We're all we got. They won't do that. It's that pride of, she's hanging on to the fact he screwed up years ago, and he's mad at her because she mad at him for screwing up years ago. And now, they're holding on to that. They're fighting each other through the courts over the problem mom and dad have left, and they're standing firm. So I would say the poisonous icing on the cake is pride. So all,
yes.
You know, it's the topping off of all what you already said is true. But like if you were to take it and put it over the cake with icing, that icing would have that poisonous pride. Because nobody wants to give in. Nobody wants to compromise. Everybody wants to be right.
Yes.
And that can even happen in a relationship and marriage. All they got to do is just come together. Look, we in this thing together. We said, to death do us part, let's stop acting like grown kids and let's make up.
Yes.
But it's that pride. It's that pride.
You're so speaking to me. I'm taking notes.
You know what? It's like we claim like we've known each other for 10 years.
I love it.
So you already know you already going to be back on the show. I hope you know that. It's all, we just got to work out the date and the details, so it's a wrap. You already know that.
Yeah.
I'm telling you that right now. So it's hard to find somebody where, you know, they're a guest and your energy click like ours have clicked, and it's just weird because I don't know you. I never met you before. I know you probably never heard that odd last name before because you probably would have been on my social media by now. So that's the cool part about it. It can be two strangers that we click like we've been knowing each other forever.
Ever.
Oh, my God.
That's a
It is. We always do a thing here at the McGirt Show called Lemon to Lemonades, and I know you got I can just tell from talking, you got a gazillion stories that could probably make another book or a novel, but what is that one thing that you feel led to leave with the listeners that would give them that empowerment, enrichment, enlightenment for days to come and weeks to come, that it came to your life to turn you around, to discourage you or make you give up, but you didn't. You turned that lemon into lemonade. What would it be?
Oh, man.
I know you got many. I know you like which but one.
I never shared the story. Nothing three times. I've been thinking for almost 25 years. But I'm gonna share it today. Like with ESPN, Abbott for the Crown, ESPN.
Yes.
So I went up to a junior college in Lincoln City. Crazy. I'm like, oh yeah, I am crazy. I'm gonna give it.
Yes.
I'm probably taking that at the end of this month. But think of the SeanHarper.co. You can get a free copy of my book.
Okay. Okay. I'm going today. I'm going today. I'm letting it be known. I'm going today. I'm going.
That's weird.
Wow. And you know the thing that I hate about it is we got 30 minutes, but it feel like time went so fast. We only had 10. And I know I'm like, man, you the kind of person I need 4 or 5 hours with. Oh my God. And when we get off this the tape, I'm gonna give you all my information that you got it. So that way you ever have to come to North Carolina or you just wanna get away for the weekend, what I will tell you about this area where I'm at, I call us the king of buffets, and I'll tell you why I say that.
That's it.
That's why I don't cook to this day. We got places I can take you. We got a place where like we've done it for our guests to come in like they be from Charlotte, North Carolina nearby, you know. And we treat them to lunch. So the lady tells us, she said, sir, y'all know today is 2 for $20. So we like, what is 2 for $20? I come here all the time. You never told me that. I bring a guest for my show. Now you tell them 2 for $20. They started this thing where on every Tuesday, it's down home cooking, including your drink for 10, like it's you and I, $10 for you, $10 for me, including there's no tax. You have your sweet tea or lemonade or whatever you like to drink, plus you whatever down home food, you go back as many times as you want. We just stay there, they close. So the guy said, Mr. McGregor, put your card back. I'm going to pay for this today because I'm going back to Charlotte. Tell my crew, we ate like cows for $10. You can't eat nowhere in Charlotte for
$10. No.
So that's one thing you can always know, rest for sure. You come this way for a weekend or you have an appointment, we're going to make it. I'm going to carry you one of the buffets that we go to all the time. You will never have to worry about where you're going to eat it when you come here.
Okay, good deal.
But
you know what? I love barbecue. You got
I got you. I got you covered. And you always know this. I'm near the Fort Bragg area. I'm tucked right between Fort Bragg and Raleigh.
Okay.
And see, by this being a rural area, they have that because of the fact you got that the military bases here. There's a lot of colleges here, so they try to make it affordable for families.
Wow.
So we have it where whenever I had, like say you was already in Raleigh or something, you wanted to be on the show, I would have you come in, we do the taping, we may do 2 or 3 segments so that we can bring you back, you know, on tape, we'll do it while you're here, but we're going to feed you good, so when you get on that plane or go back to your hotel room, you won't have to worry about no food.
Yes, sir.
So I will make sure when we get off the tape, I'm gonna give you every bit of my contact information, and you so that way you know who to call whenever you're coming this way.
Sounds wonderful. Thank you so much.
I want to thank you for an awesome interview. I mean, my God, I know we said 30 minutes, we're going a little bit over. I don't even care because I'm one of the producers. I can do that. You are welcome on the McGirt Show anytime. Whenever you get a chance, look over my social media on Facebook. You see all that I do. You see all the stuff I do. If you have an aha moment, you team up on doing the project, the answer's already yes. And I can't say that with everybody that I meet on the show, but our energy just connected, like it's a kindred connection that I cannot explain it. I can't, but I love it and I appreciate it. And I thank you for taking time out of your schedule. And I want to give you a chance to repeat again for those that got a short attention span or whatever. I want to make sure that I put that plug out there for you as well, because we're all over the country. This is our 12th season. We're actually all over the world by way of the internet. This is our 12th season on the air. We reach about 322,000 people everywhere all over the world, and it's just a joy that I can be able to give back to you for you giving to us such powerful wisdom. And I tell you, whatever you're going through is going to be the best shit.
Wow, thank you so much.
My pleasure and my honor, and I want to give you a chance to kind of repeat how people can reach you all over social media.
Okay. So you can go to Instagram, it's SeanHarper154. Facebook is Winning by Design, but also under Aaron Sean Harper as well.
Okay.
My actual website is SeanHarper.org, or Jane, that's Sean with a H, or if you go to Sean with an H, SeanHarper.co, you can get a free copy of my book, and I can follow up with you there.
That is awesome. Mr. Harper, I want to thank you so much for taking time out to be on the show. This was just awesome beyond words, and I can tell you right now, as soon as we can get this thing going, maybe we can do like a series or something where we bring it back once a month. It's up to you, whatever your schedule works, just because I know you're full of so much experience that will help people out here that don't get it. They don't get it. They don't get it. And they need people like you and I to help them get it. You know, because we've been there. We have been there where others are trying to go, and I'm so excited to ever know it, to ever meeting you by way of the internet and all this good stuff. And if you'll stick around for a few minutes, I'll give you all my information. I want to close it out and thank all of our listeners. Again, you can reach all of us, the McGirt Show, Glow and Me, on blogtalkradio.com/TheMcGirt, Instagram, The McGirt Show, YouTube.com, The McGirt, LinkedIn, Barbara Dan McGirt, Facebook, Barbara Dan McGirt. We're in over 4,000 groups on Facebook and social media. So our local email is TheMcGirtShow@Outlook.com. Our local office number is 910-813-8525. Our studio number is 619-924-0898. Again, Mr. Harper, you have been an awesome jewel today, and we thank you for this powerful wisdom based on experience. God, how you shared it with the listeners today, and I wish you all the best.
Thank you so much.
Today's segment of the McGirt Show Global Media has been sponsored by Credit Repair Education Services. You can reach them at youtube.com/McGirt. As well as Facebook /groups/HGLaw. Their local number is 910-813-8525. Their email is crestservices@outlook.com. If you have issues with your credit, you'll be glad you reached out to them today. They're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau over 18 years and counting. So if you are out there and you need help with your credit, don't hesitate to give them a call today. You'll be glad you did.